The problem for Haiti is that it hasn't recovered from last season's hurricanes. Now, 2008 saw Haiti hit by four severe hurricanes within a matter of weeks. There's still a third of one of the biggest cities in the country is still in ruins. Huge chunks of road are underwater. So it's in the process of trying to repair the devastation from last year when they're trying to put in place systems that will allow people to evacuate and that will try and shore up their sort of natural and sort of man-made defenses against the coming hurricane. So they're really handicapped with whatever they do because of the devastation from last year.
Why was Haiti so vulnerable to the hurricanes of 2008?
Well, basically, Haiti has no forest left. Between 98% and 99% of the forest cover has been stripped away in recent years, really because poor peasants are scrabbling around looking for charcoal, cutting down trees to make charcoal for some sort of income. So there's nothing on these very steep slopes to hold the water there. So anytime there's a heavy rain, let alone a hurricane, what you get are just these deluges of water coming down to the relatively narrow coastal plains and washing away everything and depositing debris and rock, destroying cities and the sort of coastal areas where fishermen used to work.
Has the rest of the world sort of woken up to the fact that it was climate change that played a large part in the devastation that we saw in Haiti?
I think the rest of the world is just now really beginning to wake up to the climate change and how it's really brought Haiti to a tipping point. I think what you've seen really in this calendar year is the international institutions now being willing to forgive Haiti its debt. You've got Bill Clinton coming on board with the United Nations as the envoy to Haiti. You've got some changes afoot in the Obama administration. And you've got aid agencies beginning now to sort of say, look, we've got to put money and effort into helping this country deal with climate change and shore up its agriculture and improve its drainage systems. Otherwise, it's just going to be a calamity from which the country will never recover.